Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats, PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Now on with the memes. Number 1, if you ever needed another reason to go your own way from Whammon, then look at this Australian reality television star, charged with decapitating her boyfriend. I guess she probably didn't like giving head, so she decided to take it instead. She was carrying around his cranium in a bag. Maybe she should change her name to Praying Mantis or Black Widow or something. Yet the media and women will still try and convince us that only men are violent towards women. Up next, we have a Whammon that says she was raped by another woman. Even if all men were neutered, women would still find reasons to complain about each other. I dated a girl in high school and her sister used to work at a retail clothing store. And one of my female friends went into the changing room in that store, and my girlfriend's sister tried to grape my female friend in the changing room. To her, that was basically feeling up her erogenous zones. Number 3, the delusional left used to think that the military would stand up to Trump. And they say now that they're wrong. But the majority of American military personnel voted for Trump. Why would they turn on him? They're trying to push that there must be some kind of military coup or something. Or that the military should make a coup against Trump. Their Trump derangement syndrome is so bad that they don't care if there's a civil war as long as Trump goes away. Moving on, remember that the unvaxxed aren't dangerous because they spread disease, but because we're critical thinkers and resist what the government wants us to do. Critical thinking and resistance go against their agenda. In Canada, only 9% of people say they didn't get at least one dose of the jab. And you can sure bet the government put those people on a list of those who would potentially disobey them. I'm on that list and I don't care. Number 5, Sweden has made it into the top 10 countries with grapes per capita. Gee, I wonder why something like this could happen. It must be all that toxic masculinity and manspreading causing it. It's a real Scooby-Doo mystery. But we all know exactly why it's happening. When you import the third world, you become the third world. Looks like they've got a massive invasion of Tyrones and Mohammeds. Then again, these stats might also be cooked because in Sweden, the definition of grape might mean anything. Up next, Beyond Meat has now gone bankrupt. What will Bill Gates do now that it's gone? How will he ever get us to eat Z-Bucks? Then again, I wouldn't have put it past him to have shorted this stock knowing that people wouldn't eat it at all. That little guy is a sneaky mofo. I also bet that some fast food restaurants out there were probably using fake meat and weren't telling customers. And it makes me wonder if people could tell the difference when they didn't know. Number 7 looks like it's back to fat land for many people. 1,800 people developed a horrific disease overnight, literally by taking Ozempic. They went to bed and woke up permanently blind. And now the company making the drug is about to get sued into oblivion. You just know that even with the side effect, most people will still be willing to gamble their eyesight to be thin using it instead of hitting the treadmill and doing portion control. People are crazy. Moving on, is this woman too big for you? Too big to introduce to family and friends, but not too big to have some fun with. Plus, I'd also have to invest in a thicker, firmer mattress and bed frame, otherwise there might be some issues. She also looks like she's easier to roll rather than to push into the bedroom. This picture also looks like it was taken just moments before those heels were crushed to a pulp. Seriously though, she looks like Pookie Bait. Number 9, a United Air flight had to be cancelled after this female passenger had biohazard diarrhea that destroyed the bathroom. Now everyone knows that she has a problem doing a number 2. Why in the hell did she agree to have this picture published? And if she didn't, I'd sue the Daily Mail for embarrassing me like this. Imagine what her kids are going to think Googling her in another 10 to 15 years. Up next, some people say this guy's going to hell for doing this. What's he got there in his hand? A high-calorie human or some ice cream? It looks amazing to me that a cone that small can support such a massive load of soft serve. This one is an oldie but a goodie. I think it's been around for 15 years now, since I first saw it. If this guy was in Germany or the UK, he would have been arrested even though he did this 15 years ago now. Number 11, someone says that allergies are nearly unavoidable, but that the Amish are immune to them. Allergies develop when you're exposed to things that your immune system doesn't like and then goes haywire. But isn't it also possible that the reason the Amish don't have allergies is because they don't go to doctors all that often or report them? Also, when you live a tough life full of physical labor, you got bigger pains than just the sniffles. Moving on, it looks like white lefties are the only group in the world that has outgroup preference for other races and ethnicities. Why do you suppose that is? Probably because of the leftoid media beating white guilt into their heads. In other words, ethnomasochism. As far as I'm concerned, a white liberal is more dangerous to other white people than anything else on the planet. We all know that it's caused by woke Marxism. Number 13, we're clearly being gaslit that inflation is only 2.7%. Meanwhile, food inflation has been closer to 20% the last 5 years, because that's essentially the thing that everyone needs to buy. This is the clearest sign to me that inflation has not been stopped, and that at this point, they're just lying about it and gaslighting us. This is also a Costco. Looks like we actually know why the stock price has been rising so much. Up next is the new Trump White House, tacky or terrific. One thing's for sure though, if Biden had done this, it would be the greatest thing to ever happen to America. I don't like it, but it still looks better than what Biden had before. Here's a picture of Trump and Ivana in Russia back in 1987. Now you know what inspired the Golden Oval Office restoration. For some reason, the French and the Russians also use way too much color and gold in their interior design and architecture. Number 15, there are countless articles condemning passport bros, but it's okay when a woman like this goes solo traveling and has a boyfriend in every city. Women traveling to use men are empowered, but men traveling to marry a feminine woman is considered oppression. Looks like the war between passport bros and passport hoes is heating up. And just like that, thousands of potential husbands will rule this woman out for unholy matrimony. Moving on, this guy says he loves Fight Club, and I guess instead of imagining Tyler Durden, he's imagining this woman instead. So what does he do when he becomes her? Does he put on a dress and go around banging dudes or something? Because, you know, it would definitely be awkward if he ever found out that he was Tina Durden as well. You know that if they ever made a remake of Fight Club, it would be something dumb like this. Because women ruin everything. Number 17, now women are starting to wonder if men aren't the problem in dating, then who is? Of course, they'll never admit that their sky-high expectations are to blame. Or the fact that they have way too much power to destroy a man's life through divorce, or trapping him with child support payments, or by wrecking his life through a false allegation. I want to read the rest of this, but I can't because I don't want to give Evie Magazine my email or my phone number. Up next, here's that look you get on your face when the government cuts you off from your food stamps when you made $22,000 a month from your OF accounts. But to be honest, would you really care about losing her food stamps after making that much money? Men want to see her suffer, but in reality, she's not going to suffer making $250,000 a year taking her clothes off for cash. Number 19, this woman thinks that she looks 23, even though she's 31, because she doesn't have any children. No, she's delusional, and the only reason her skin looks this good is because she's got some filters on that face. And to be honest, when I first saw this picture, I thought she was older, and somewhere around late 30s, early 40s, with an attitude problem and a mother. She also looks depressed to me and has ridiculous lip fillers. Moving on, and speaking of depression, studies suggest that sperm is a natural antidepressant for women. So I guess now we know why their notch counts are so high. But then again, I don't believe that, because if it were true, then those corn stars wouldn't be offing themselves. To be fair though, sex is an antidepressant for everyone. Or it creates a dopamine addiction because after you gain satisfaction from it, shortly thereafter you require more. Number 21, in Japan, if you're a 25-year-old woman, you're called a leftover Christmas cake, because they remain unwanted after December 25th. But what I want to know is, how do we normalize this sort of behavior in the West? The only way is to make it socially unacceptable to date women over the age of 25, which then forces women to get married. Or so you'd hope. Because in Japan, just because women get older doesn't mean they find husbands. And their fertility collapse continues unabated. Up next, here are the hobbies that women find the most attractive in men. Reading, speaking a foreign language, and playing an instrument are all at the top. And if you're trying to woo some woman, then combine hobbies that they all seem to like. For example, travel while doing photography, and in a country where you speak another language. Also remember that women will find any hobby you do attractive if you look like this. Number 23, in Canada, there are signs telling people to be courteous to Muslim neighbors by keeping your filthy dogs away from them. Remember that once there are enough Muslims, they'll completely ban dogs in your area, even if you wanted to have one. If you want to live dangerously, then just invite them over to your backyard here for a cookout with cheeseburgers smothered in bacon. Moving on, here's the difference between capitalism and socialism. In socialism, everything is free, but there's nothing to consume. Meanwhile, in capitalism, you have to pay for everything, but there's a ton of stock to purchase. I like this meme a lot better than in socialism, you line up for the bread. Meanwhile, in capitalism, the bread lines up for you. Number 25 and the last one, why is it that women's version of romance is men dominating them physically and causing them pain, while men's version of romance is dancing or poetry? Why do women enjoy being dominated so much? Although the last few women I dated didn't want to be dominated and gave me stern warnings not to do so, but they actually were all boss babes. The feminine women are usually far more submissive, but most of the time she wants WWE and he wants ballroom dancing. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and subscribe to our links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day.